Hi, Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Maria Sotelo, S-O-T-E-L-L-O, 92432. Today's the 21st, January 21st. 91-year-old woman was seen in her house today with worsening symptoms of dementia. Period. This 91-year-old woman has three children. She lives with the oldest one named Jesus, or is go by Joe. She worked in a tortilla factory, T-O-R-T-I-L-L-A factory, for 40 years. And her husband passed away 12/2/23. The daughter lives across the street. She was taken care of by a Sensory, S-E-N-S-O-R-Y, Well, W-E-L-L Clinic on Gulfton, G-U-L-F-T-O-N, here in Houston. She no longer has the will to travel to go see her doctor. She no longer wants to eat. Her son gives her Ensure and a few cookies on a daily basis. It's obvious that she has a severe dementia. She's nonverbal, pretty much. She's confused. She's not oriented to person, place, or time. She has lost tremendous amount of weight with decreased appetite. She has Sundowner syndrome. She was placed on Aricept, but someone doesn't want to give it to her because Aricept and other medications like that has caused her to be zombie-like, in parentheses or in quotation, S-Z-O-M-B-I-E, and son Joe does not want her to have any of those type of medication, period. Joe and his sister have gotten together and decided that patient is no longer wants to go back to the doctor, wants to be hospitalized, and give her advanced dementia with worsening symptoms that was mentioned, as well as including now she's bowel and bladder incontinent. Now she's bedbound. She has a couch that she sleeps in the living room. They're not sure if they want a hospital bed. She's no longer able to walk. She's not eating except for what I mentioned. She definitely fits the criteria for end-stage Alzheimer's dementia and is a hospice candidate. Past surgical history, last surgery was 30 years ago. Family doesn't remember exactly what. Social as above. No smoking, no drinking, worked in a tortilla factory, has three children. Very blessed that her kids care about her so much, has many, many grandkids. Allergy, none. Medication, omega-3. She keeps it in her mouth and then she spits it out. Again, she was on Aricept and anxiolytics in the past from her previous clinic, and she's no longer willing to take it. Family history, mom and dad died of old age, may have had stroke or a heart attack, but son doesn't remember. Most significant, review of system as above, most significant for weight loss of 130 from 140 just in a week or two. Decreased mentation, no longer oriented to person, place, or time. Has a tendency to jabber, J-A-B-E-R. She's bedbound now. She's bowel and bladder incontinent. She's lost weight. She's eating a couple of cookies with Ensure, one or two cans of Ensure a day. Even with that, she has a tendency to aspirate, and sometimes she refuses it. Severe end-stage symptoms of Sundowner syndrome, but the family does not want her to take any medications. Bowel and bladder incontinent, by the way, and no longer able to ambulate. That's review of system. On exam, we find a 91-year-old woman, very thin, very lethargic, unable to speak clearly, confused. Her blood pressure is 90 over palp, respiration 22 at febrile. Heart pulses, some pulses are still, lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen soft, scaphoid, neck shows definite muscle wasting, neurological non-focal, except for severe weakness, severe muscle wasting about the temporal region lower extremity, noted skin shows decreased turgor or mucosal dry. Assessment, 91-year-old woman with Alzheimer's dementia, no longer oriented, bedbound, bowel and bladder incontinent, weight loss significant, at least 10 pounds in the past 2 weeks. Only drinking Ensure when she wants to and when she's not aspirating. Confused, increased confusion, by the way. Sundowner syndrome, not sleeping. Family has decided against any further medical treatment, wants the patient to be placed on hospice and no longer wants her to go back and forth to either doctor's office or hospital. Findings discussed with patient's son at length. Patient, thank you. That's it. Thank you.